Welcome everybody to another episode of Kev's Perspective. I'm your host Kev Lowe, and today we got a really fun episode. So we did a collaborative episode with the Twin City Tome podcast, okay? It was really fun. I reached out to Tome via Instagram. I said, hey man, I have a podcast. We should do a collaborative episode. Did not think he would respond. Sure enough, he responded. He invited his co-host Lisa Moy and Big Wiz. Again, I've never met Lisa. She was phenomenal. Very fun and outgoing energy. And again, Big Wiz, I've known Wiz for a while now. Shout out to Wiz and much love for, again, always showing me love. And again, good to meet Twin City Tone. Very genuine people. Very genuine conversation. We talked about faith. We talked about a variety of topics, you know, just kind of how like even COVID's affected me and my job and all that good stuff. So please tune in to the Twin City Tone and Kev's Perspective collaborative episode. Cheer.
Kev Lowe, hello, sir. How are you?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Wiz is just going to step outside because his connection where he was in the studio wasn't that good.
No worries.
So he's stepping out. Lisa Moy, this is Kev Lowe. Kev Lowe, Lisa Moy.
That's better.
How you doing, Kev?
Doing phenomenal. How you doing, Lisa? Good to meet you.
I'm excellent. Nice to meet you, too.
Wiz, can you hear me?
I can't hear y'all. What about me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you see me?
I can see you.
What's good, Wiz?
All right, I had to step outside. Their internet was bugging.
It's all good.
So now I'm in the car.
Now, Wiz, you know Kev, right? Kev, you know Wiz. You guys know each other.
Yeah, I know Wiz well.
Absolutely. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's good, brother? How you
doing?
I'm doing well. How me and Wiz know each other was I shortly worked with Il Cartel for a period of time, and then I've also managed Pilot Johnny for a period of time, too. So I was pretty in with Il for a while.
Okay. All right, word. Well, let's jump right into it. So this is episode 123 of the Twin City Tone podcast. We're doing something a little bit different today. It's like a cross-promotion type episode with the homie Kev Lowe, who just started his new podcast called, was it Kev's Perspective?
Kev's Perspective, you got it.
Kev's Perspective. All right, so Kev, before we jump into everything, let them know where they can follow you on all social media.
Yeah, you can just Google Kevlo, man. K-E-V-L-O-E. My search engine optimization is Prime, so I've been doing this for a while now. So that's one way to find it. Look up CLM Presents. That's my click. You can also look up, Kev's Perspective. That's the podcast that people love. And then also, I'm going to throw a shameless plug in. Go to my boy. He just made these No Justice, No Peace shirts, BLM, stuff like that. It's phenomenal. It's going to a charity. So I'd highly recommend y'all go to that.
What charity is that going to?
I don't know, man. He told me he's going to a charity, though. He said that he wouldn't take profit off of that. That's just not who he is. So he made it for a good cause. It's like $15 a shirt. Threw me one for free to start promoting it. So,
well, before we throw that shameless plug, I'd like to know where the money is going. A lot of this BLM money is kind of floating around, and we don't know what's happening. So
no, I feel you. I mean, like, again, he's a white male who made it, right? So he's very much not trying to profit off of the movement. That's not who the people I'm associated with are. You know what I mean? Like, I come from a good place. I'm coming that straight up. Like, I'm deeply rooted. You know what I mean? I'm not here in the hip hop community to do anything shady like that.
No, I don't think it's shady. I mean, I make it be known. I don't rock with BLM.
Yeah, that's fine. I've done my research on you, bro. I've been a long time listener, and I know where you rock. So don't worry.
Wow, you know what it is. Yeah. Follow me on all social media at Twin City Tone. My co-hosts are the lovely Lisa Moy. Where can they follow you?
At it's Lisa Moy MOY.
All right, Big Wiz in the building.
Follow me at Big Wiz 612.
All right. So let's kick it off. So Kev, I've heard the name. We never officially met before. This is my first time actually talking with you, but I know you've done some work with CLM Presents, who's obviously a major player in the concert promotion game in the Twin Cities. Yeah. Talk a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with them.
Yeah, so I was an artist as Kev Lowe for 6 years, since about 2014 or 2012 is when I was when I started. I was young, man. I was 6 years ago. I mean, I'm 24 now, so, you know, I'm not that old, but that's how I started. I was doing, like, underground gigs at Mill City Nights and stuff like that. And then Cato was the only person kind of running that at the time, my boss, Kalen Schaefer. So he was the one I hooked up with. And then from there, I started a music company coming out of college. And he kind of plucked me from there. He's like, yo, man, if you want to get in the real music business, I'm more than happy to show you. I was an intern for CLM taking tickets in the beginning of last year. And over the course of a year, I then became a full-on concert promoter dealing with every little aspect. And I take over the Midwest shows when he doesn't want to fly out. So I'm a pretty big player with my boy, Buddy Vegas. Buddy Vegas is also someone around the city that a lot of people don't know about, I don't think. He's kind of an OG.
Buddy.
Yeah, and Buddy's done a lot, man. Like, he's also done a lot in his career. So I'm learning from two people that are, like, you know, pretty deeply rooted in the hip-hop industry, and they know a lot, and they've met a lot of people. So I'm very blessed to be a part of that team.
How do you guys stay, like, connected and innovative because of COVID, like, with your promotion?
Yeah, good question, Lisa. It's been a halt, right? Like, you can get placement dates for you know, as a promoter, but that's all you can do, right? All the venues are saying our dates are on hold, but we've reserved them. So when stuff comes back, we are ready to come full force. We have a group chat how we stay close together. Like, Kato's like my dad and Buddy's like my brother, but I'll let you know right now, Buddy Vegas is a wild person, so we can never keep track of him fully.
He's like the Wiz.
He's always in the club. He's always somewhere. You know what I mean? So he's always DJing somewhere. But like, he did Hoban for, like, you know, every Wednesday for a while. He did Aqua for a while. Like, he's done a bunch of stuff. But yeah, then Cato is he's busy, man. He's CMO of Riff Raff right now. So he's out doing bigger things. So he, like, talks to us when he can. But there's not much going on right now. So.
Right.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the COVID thing, Lisa, because obviously promoters are hurting. I mean, this threw a curveball into everybody's game plan. Yeah.
Promoters, DJs, artists, anyone involved, you know, firsthand in the music industry is taking the worst. You see people are selling their masters right now, left and right. Everyone is.
I saw Wayne sold his masters for over $100 million.
I seen some old classic rock dude sold his for $250 million. I can't remember who it was though.
It's so goofy.
Times is hard.
Yeah, times is hard. Cut me that $100 million check. I need that. You
know? I mean, right before COVID, man. In March, I was on a tour with Mod Sun. I was on a 4-day run, and I had to cut it a day short because I went to Iowa, and then we went to Iowa, Milwaukee, and then Madison, and then I was supposed to do lacrosse as well, and I was supposed to do a couple other ones, but I know that Cato, like, pulled me out of it. He was like, yo, dude, like, I don't know with this COVID stuff. I kind of want you to come back. So it sucked because Madsen's my biggest inspiration in my life. So I was hanging out with the big bro, and then he was like, are you actually going to leave? I'm like, well, I mean, shit, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? We don't know what's going on. And then shortly after, he drove all the way home. So,
man, yeah. What do you think, looking into next year? You know, I mean, they just announced the vaccine is approved, so they're going to start rolling that out. You know, what do you think going forward, like, for the concert promotion game? You know, you think maybe, like, summertime? Are we in this for another year? When do you think the shows kick back full force?
Honestly, at the earliest, May. If anyone's doing a show before that, good luck with your liability. That's all I got to say about it, because liability does fall on the venue, which sucks. So you don't want to hurt the venue that you love. And then at the same time, you don't want to hurt anybody else. So we're thinking May, but, like, you know, it's going to be crazy, man. Because, Tone, when stuff does pop back open, like, the amount of demand people have for shows even now is going to be insane. I'm going to be a busy man, dude. I'm going to be everywhere. Like,
yeah, it's going to be crazy. I think May is optimistic. I like that optimism, though. I mean, hopefully it is May, but, man, I don't know.
Tony, you think what, 2022?
No, but I think towards the maybe, like, the end of the summer-ish.
That's fair. Tone, I've heard October as well. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying September, May, because I speak things into existence, man. I really want May.
Yeah.
I want a job again. So, like, you know, but ultimately, yeah, in reality, if – you know, with the whole fuck whole thing with the vaccine too, like, we didn't get enough because we didn't decide fast enough. So it's like that really put a damper on everything because that pushed it back 3 months. So if you think 3 months from May, it's like fall, right? So that's kind of what, in all reality, that's what it is.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Who knows, man? Who knows?
We'll think optimistic. We'll go with May for now. Hopefully it is. Fingers crossed.
Has your promotion company, like, thought about doing things on, like, Zoom or Skype or online platforms?
Yeah, so you know what's awesome about that, Lisa, is that my boss has already done that. He's done that for Riff Raff. So I actually hosted a live stream during COVID. This was in April when it first started, and it went really well. Like, we sold out online and didn't sell out in person. Like, it was actually crazy. And it's cool because you can give people incentives that way, right? So I don't think CLM is going to do that just because the timing. Like, I have the time, but Cato's the head honcho. He doesn't have the time to run it, and he trusts us. But at the same time, he's like, he wants to oversee. It's his company. It's called Cato Live Music. That's what CLM stands for. So, like, he's very picky about what we do. But I wanted to ask you something, Lisa. You were very brief on how COVID affected you, but I listened to that episode and I was like, Lisa, give me the details. Like, I want to know what it was like. Like, and it, you're acting like it wasn't a big deal. I'm really curious about that.
No, I don't. I mean, if you've got that impression, that's not what I was meaning to say. It was a big deal. I just had mild symptoms. I didn't have, I didn't lose my sense of taste, my sense of smell. Yeah. I didn't have a fever. I was tired a couple of days, but I really was, to be honest, from what I've been hearing, it didn't affect me that way.
Yeah.
So I don't want anyone to think that it was just like not a big deal, because it definitely was a big deal. It definitely tried to play on my psyche, but I have a strong foundation, a strong faith foundation. And so I leaned on my faith and I was cool.
I was just curious because, like, I know a lot of people that have gotten COVID, guys, just to let you all know, like, I've known a lot of people close to me. Like, it's been close calls left and right for me. Like, someone I've interacted with got COVID a week later. And luckily, I work for Apple during this time, right? So, like, best company in the world because they give me weekly COVID tests, which I feel bad because I have to take these COVID tests. But at the same time, I'm like, should someone else get these tests? You know what I mean? Like, because I'm young. I'm good. You know what I mean? But at the same time, who knows? Like, I've seen my buddy who's young training for the Olympics in my own college town got hospitalized. He was like in prime condition. So it's so scary because we don't know how it's going to be. But sorry to go off topic there, Tone. I was just really curious.
No, nah, man. That's
real shit. I like that because you're getting topic. Ready for your podcast. So I see what you're doing. It's cool. I like it.
And that's not off topic at all. Okay. That's what's going on right now for everybody. So
it's very relevant.
It's good to get perspectives from every angle for sure.
Yeah,
it's very relevant, man. So feel free to ask any type of questions that you want. Thankfully, Lisa was able to power through it, and her symptoms weren't very severe. You know, I mentioned before, like, I've had friends that were really sick and, you know, sick for a few weeks. Actually, one of my classmates who I graduated high school with passed away from COVID over the summertime. So, you know, it's real. But again, the majority of people, they don't have very many symptoms, if at all. A lot of people are asymptomatic. So, you know, you really don't know. I mean, like Kev, you said, you know, you're young. So if you're young, you're healthy, you're in shape, your chances are 99.99999% you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I've seen that. So who knows? I mean, like, I just say who knows because I was trying to actually get the governor on my podcast. I've been having this difficulty of, because I can get people on my podcast, right? Like, you know this, Tone. Like, if you reach out, you know, you got it. Luckily, with your podcast, you guys got such high demand for people wanting to be on the show. Like, that's why I'm blessed to actually be here. And for me, it's like, I'm still asking people to be on mine. You know what I mean? Like, I've had some quality guests on there, but Walt, I've been trying to get on because I'm trying to get someone in politics. That's an interesting point of view. Like, I'm not political,
right?
But I want to know what's going on. The people who are making the decisions for Minnesotans, you know what I mean? Like, that to me is super, it makes me curious. And I've been trying to get a hold of him. I've been talking to his office every other week, but you know how it goes. Like, they say next month, I wait a month. Then they push me off another month, I wait a month. So we'll find out if that actually happens.
Good luck with that, but
that would be a good interview.
Yeah, bro. Good luck with anything, right? Like, that's why I don't know, man. I'm also trying to get Owl City on a podcast too, because people don't know this. He's my biggest inspiration. He's from Minnesota. Like, and I'm like, dude, he doesn't know anything about the local scene. He'd be interesting to, like, talk about how, like, you never once embrace yourself in the local scene. How did you pop like that? You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just trying to get different interviews.
Yeah. No, it doesn't hurt to reach out. Reach out to as many people as you possibly can. And that's the cool thing about, I don't know how you're reaching out, but, like, social media connects everybody. you just shoot them a DM, and you'll be surprised. Like, a lot of these guys, they'll read it and respond and want to get on. Like,
my work ethic's crazy, bro. Like, I email someone every other day. I follow up. I have cadences. Like, the social media is cool, but like, if you look at my page, I'm sure you did, there's not much on there. Like, it's straight just chilling. Like, you know what I mean? It's just all, it's also because if you think about it, like, I'm not, I haven't been like with CLM and stuff. That's helped my brand grow a lot, but it was only a year. I had all this momentum and then it just, because of COVID.
Right.
So now, I'm going to have to restart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, bro, you're going to be fine. Like you said earlier, when things open back up, the demand, like, people are just like fiending to be out and just get back to their regular lives. So it's gonna boom. The concert industry is going to boom again. We're going to be back out here in the clubs.
How long have you been doing your podcast?
I've only been doing it since June.
June? Okay.
Yeah, and like, I used as many connections as I could, because like, it's dope. My first 10 episodes are people I've been on tour with or like met through, you know, CLM. So it's like, awesome. It was really, really cool to get that connection back. But I'm not stopping. Even when COVID's done, like, I already have my mobile set up ready. So when I'm in shows, I have like 2 hours with these artists before we do anything. I'm setting up their chips and drink and stuff. So I'm gonna sit down with them and be like, let's talk, let's chop it up. And usually 9 times out of 10, they're cool. There's only been one artist that I've not had a good relationship
with. Name them.
Now, I don't want to name drop, but like, that's the thing.
Oh,
like,
come on. Come on.
All right. Kato, don't get mad at me. Kirko Bangs, man. He was a guy who like just didn't even give me the time of day, man. And he had 10 people at the show. Like,
you know what? That happens a lot of time, Kevlo. I've dealt with hundreds of artists in the past, you know, doing promotions. And Talib Kweli, I could name a few that were dickheads. Busy Bone. Shit.
Keep going.
Busy Bone was high as hell. I got a lot of tea. So that's about 90% of them are usually cool, though. You're right. And they will take that opportunity to promote their brand. But
I mean, Wiz, I think one of my guys commented on you, Struggle Jennings. He knows you pretty well, too.
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, for sure.
Dude, he's one of the coolest artists I've ever worked with, bro. Struggle Jennings.
He's one of my close friends. Like, when he came to the town, he came to Rick's one night just to come see me DJ.
I dropped him off at Rick's.
Yeah. It's a small world. Yeah, Struggle. Shout out to Struggle. I got a record. I got a song with Struggle. We brought him up. See, I fucked with Struggle before he went to prison. Like, I was a fan of him in like 2011. And he went to prison for a few years. He got off. They beat the appeal. And he's been rocking ever since with Jelly Roll and all of them. Shout out to the whole down south country
gang,
rap
movement.
Because it is a definite movement.
Yeah, dude, it's a movement for sure. Last time they had a show here, I know that a lot of the people from the Hells Angels showed up. They're also really cool cats as well. And I know, don't they have like a club in Minneapolis? Because they invited CLM. I just didn't go, because I'll be honest, bro, I was scared. I was like, you guys are scary fucks.
They brought Struggle to their Halloween party this year, just recently.
That's right. Buddy went. I didn't go. Buddy went, though, which is interesting. I didn't think Buddy Vegas would go to something like that.
Why were you like scared?
What? Cut. The shit that I've seen them at my shows, like, they're good people, but when the sergeant walks up to you with like a red whip, and you, it's scary, and he like, he, but he's like, "I got your back tonight, boy. Like, anything you need." And I'm like, okay, like,
wow, I would be scared too.
Yeah, I mean, Wiz, no, you got stories when you work in this kind of fucking show in entertainment. It's crazy. It's only been a year, and I got stories on stories, man. It's crazy.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Yo, Kev, what made you want to start a podcast?
You're one of the people that made me want to start it, because A, I heard you on the radio for a long, long time, and then B, like, it was attainable. I actually showed up to Ill one day while you guys were doing a podcast in the recording room, and like, it's always been around me. I've also listened to podcasts since I was 2014 when I graduated high school. So like, it was one of those things that's always been around me. And I was like, well, I've been an artist. I know audio. I have Logic. Like, why can't I do it? So I slowly just built up the arsenal. And, now I want to do it. The tough part, though, man, is to be consistent with quality content and interesting interviews. Some of these the conversations I have are duds. You know what I mean? And I'm like, or I talk about the same thing over and over again. I'm trying to be different. I'm also just trying to have fun with it too, because it's hard to, the balance for me is like, I really want it to be successful, but at the same time, I want it to be interesting and valuable for the listener.
Yeah.
So it's tough, man. It's a tough balance. And it's easier, like, I saw what you guys were doing pre-COVID, like with Atmosphere, right? Like, I liked that because I was super quality. You had cameramen, you had multiple angles. Like, that's hard to set up. I'm doing everything by myself, the video, the audio, yes, and everything. Like, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it is tough. We were, you know, we had just set up, like, the video.
Got a studio.
Yeah, like, I think we only did, like, maybe 3 video episodes in the new studio setup, and then COVID hit, and we just, like, fell back. But I would say for you starting out, first of all, I'm really glad that you started out because there's not enough media in the city for artists. There's not enough outlets. We have a ton of artists coming up. There's so much talent. But really, there's just a few podcasts that are you know, relevant in the city.
Yep,
so
yep.
I'm glad that you have started that. I would say, you know, consistency is key, and it is tough to find that balance. But if you could build up an audience and then be consistent with that audience. So like now we drop an episode every Monday, and then we might drop 1 or 2 throughout the week. But people know, like, every Monday for sure, the Twin City Tone podcast is dropping. They look forward to it. They're, you know, they're waiting on it. So I would say just try to build up some consistency with those people. And, yo, you don't have to do, like, I think a lot of new podcasters get confused. Like, you don't have to do, like, super long episodes. You know, I read an article that the average listener, the max time that they really listen to a podcast is 22 minutes.
Yeah, I saw that too. Like, that's why I try to keep them 30 minutes to an hour. Like, some people, when we get deep in rabbit holes, like, there's a couple that go for 2, but ultimately, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, even Mod was like telling me before air, he was like, dude, I only like have an hour. Some of these people that you talk to only have that time.
Right.
But yeah, I actually, I picked Mondays as well because I saw that I would listen to your podcast every Monday. And after I was done listening to yours, when I was on my way home from the gym, I would then listen to like a different podcast. So I was like, well, wait, if I drop one every Monday, if they listen, even if they listen to Tone, then they could listen to Kevlo. You know what I mean? Yep. And then they can listen to the Wiseman Show. Like, yep. It's just whatever they want. I'm just trying to make sure I stay available because there's so many different strategies as well. Like, do you go exclusively on Patreon? Do you go exclusively on Spotify? Do you do all platforms? How do you monetize? Like, because what I've been curious about you, man, is that you have sponsors as well. And I was like, I'm trying to get sponsors on here, not to make money. I have a contract written up that's purely for product. If you want to send me one product per month, I'll review it on the podcast, but I'll only do 1 minute of ads maximum because I hate ads and everybody does, right?
Yep.
So, right. It's one of those things where I'm learning from everybody in the state, like I've always have, and then I just keep moving. But I'm ultimately, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm a nobody, but I enjoy what I do.
So don't say that, bro.
You're not a nobody. Hey, Kevlo, what you're doing is absolutely the steps you have to do to succeed. You're studying. You're taking a piece from everything that you like. You're applying it into what you're trying to do, and you have a vision further forward. You're doing the right thing, bro. You're doing it by yourself. Yeah, add someone to the team, you know, it just gets greater over time.
And never call yourself a nobody. Like, don't do that.
Never.
Don't do that, ever. Because you are somebody.
Period. You matter. We all matter.
Yeah, so don't ever do that. Don't ever play yourself. Don't ever downplay yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't believe in yourself and you don't, you know, have that confidence in yourself of, like, I am who I am, then nobody else is going to believe that. Yeah, even if you got to fake it, you know what I'm saying? You have to have confidence in yourself. And from this podcast, I mean, I don't know you, but from this podcast, I can tell that you are very intelligent, charismatic, and you got your shit together. So don't ever say you're a nobody. You know what I'm saying? Now you could say, maybe I'm not known yet how I want to be known, but you never know. Nobody's ever a nobody.
Nah, you're not a nobody, bro. And to Lisa's point, like, you know, they say fake it till you make it. But Lisa, I got one for you. I came up with this today. You got to faith it till you make it.
You know what, Tone?
Make it.
So, you know, I like that, Tone.
Yeah, I came up with that this morning, actually. I'm going to tell Lisa about this one.
That's a good one. You have to faith it till you make it.
Faith it till you
make
it.
That works.
That's good.
That's a good one, Tone.
Thank you, man. You know, I got a few of them here and there.
And OG told me, fake it till you make it. Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
You know, in this day and age with social media, I think we all get caught up on, like, followers and likes and this and that. And it's like, sometimes if you feel like you're not impacting, you know, millions of people, that is falling on deaf ears. But that's not the case, bro. all you really need is to impact one person.
Absolutely.
One person. And that sounds cliche, right? But that's the real truth.
Nah, one person at a time.
One person, you could change their life. So if you're not getting a ton of views, a ton of listens right now, it's all good. Just stay consistent and the people are going to come. They'll find out about you and it'll definitely grow over time. But just keep putting stuff out. Consistency.
And be true to yourself, too.
Content.
You know, make sure you stay true to yourself and don't, like, fold when it comes to, like, you know, oh, this content, I think, can draw this amount of people if it's not something that you believe in. You know what I'm saying? All because it's your podcast.
Yeah, I almost fell into that.
For your perspective. And if you put out just something that'll try to get more people and not be authentic to yourself, I think you won't like that in the long run. It'll make you feel cheap or something.
I'll follow up on that, Lisa. It's very important to stay true to you. You know, me, I speak my mind. You know that. And Kev, if you've been following me, you know that. Now, I'm going to be real. I've had crazy, like, messages over the summer. People coming at me crazy. Shout out to Wiz. He had to actually message somebody and tell them, like, yo, I know you're tone on the radio, but that's not the guy to be coming at like that. So relax. And, you know, the dude was like, my bad, because people get it confused sometimes. But you have to speak the truth. Now, I've lost followers over the past few months for me speaking truth.
About the whole right. Because you've been on the politics train for a little bit, because I saw that, and like me and you on politics would not agree, period. Like, and that's why, but like when I watch your stuff,
I don't agree with some of the things he says either.
No, but I like the fact that you're doing it, right? Because again, you're giving me a different perspective. Like, as long as you're open, right? That's why I called it Kev's Perspective regardless, because I want to get someone on that I don't agree with. That's the problem, is everybody I have on, I've agreed with, like, and I'm like, fuck, like, can I get someone that I don't agree with for once? Like, it's just weird, man, because you attract like-minded people, right? So the people who aren't like-minded with you are like, why would I want to be on this guy's podcast? Because if you're an adult and you're mature, you can have a conversation with me. It's the same thing of when I hear people kind of talk shit behind my back in the scene. It happened when I went to CLM Presents, because people, the whole pay-to-play aspect, right? And like, people get that twisted with companies, because everyone knows there are crappy promoters, and that's not who we are. You know what I mean? We do it differently. We're here to make money with everybody. And that's truthfully, I tell everybody our formula. Like, I don't hide anything. Like, when I was that ill, right? Like, I was like literally trying to improve processes and said, I have no experience with anybody else but y'all, but I did come fresh out of college with a marketing degree and I'm willing to help. You know what I mean? Like, how I first got introduced with Wiz. And Wiz is one of the only people that actually was like, yeah, let's do it. Give him a shot. Like, he was actually one of those people that actually gave us a shot, me and my boy, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yeah, Tone, like, me, Tone, and Wiz, we can disagree on so many things. But it's the way that you disagree. Shit, Lisa, you know what I'm saying? It's the way that you disagree. We are always respectful.
Yep.
Because you don't have to have the same perspective. I have a whole bunch of friends and family members that don't have the same perspective that I have. That doesn't make them wrong or me right or vice versa. It's just a matter of that's their opinion. That's what they think. And that's fine. And this is my opinion. And this is what I think. And that's fine. And sometimes I might not change my opinion, but I could be like, oh, yeah, Tom, you know what? That makes sense. Or he could be like, I'm not changing my opinion on how I feel about this, but Lisa, you got a good point. So it's always good to have people around you that don't have the same perspective, but are open and honest and not rude about displaying that perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Tone does a good job with that, because Tone with the politics, Tone go crazy. I've been seeing his tweets go crazy, and I might tweet something back here and there to Tone. We had a little bit of a little,
you should call me a fucking moron on Twitter one day.
I didn't call you a moron.
You took a shot. It was a tough.
No, he thought I called him a fucking moron. I said, Tom, if I called you a fucking moron, I would let you know that. I wouldn't just subliminal put it on Twitter. I was heated. It was a heated moment, and me and Tom was going back and forth, but there was some other stuff that was happening, so I was not calling him a fucking moron.
Are you sure, Lisa?
He's not a fucking moron. No, I'm sure. I'm sure today.
I'm sure today.
I mean, And I like the fact that, you know, we can have conversations and it not go off the rails, because unfortunately a lot of people, they get so in their emotions and they have a meltdown and they immediately go to name calling.
Yeah.
Can't even, I have a new policy on social media. Like, if you call me a name, I just block you off back. Like, we can talk, we can have a dialect, and if you don't agree with me, that's cool. But if you go right to the name calling, I'm not going to entertain it. I'm blocking you off top, and it's a wrap. And really,
they lose. Once they get to the name calling, they lose. Because now the focus is not even on what your argument is. The focus is now on, oh, you want to throw insults. Okay, you lose. Obviously, you can't communicate. You lose.
Right. Exactly.
No, we're winners over here.
That's right.
All day. Yeah,
man, always, you know, stand up for what you believe in and speak the truth. That's really what I do, is I just share facts. People don't like facts. I'm all about the facts. I'm not about the feelings. I'm about the facts.
Man, I've been on that for a long time. I mean, like, I've said a lot. I've had a lot of interviews. Like, I've said a lot about the state, about who I've worked with, just because, like, I don't know, man. I'm just straight up. I'm a straight shooter, always have been. And I always am open to feedback, is how I like it, right? I give feedback, and I'm always willing to be open to feedback. So, like, if someone has something to say about me with the experience they had or what have you, like, I'm always willing to listen. You know what I mean? And some people give you good feedback. Some people just give you that sensitive feelings. And when they get in their feelings, I mean, me and my buddy Miles Graves made a song about it. It's called Feelings. And it's about this state. Because again, we think everybody's a little too sensitive. I mean, it's just the area. I mean, that's just what I believe. Like, I've been here my whole life. So it's like, if people think, like, you know, oh, he's, you know, he's talking about the state as generalizing. I've been all over the state. Everywhere is too sensitive, no matter who you are. And artists are sensitive, bro. Like, it is what it is. That's what artistry and creatives are. We all have feelings. That's why we communicate it in our music. But artists can't communicate it one-on-one. I mean, this is a quote from my boy Modson on my episode 9. Like, he said, like, artists cannot communicate. We're all super shitty at that. Him and MGK cannot communicate to people in relationships. That's why he loves females. He thinks females are amazing at communicating. Like, so it just depends on what it is, but again, this is not my point of view. Lisa, this is Mods when what he quoted in my episode.
My feeling.
My whole perspective is when you don't agree with somebody, if you know the answer, why argue with them? Like, if someone tells you that 2 + 2 = 7,
right?
Why would you argue with them? That's like buying tickets to the circus. Now they just sold you a ticket to the circus.
Yep.
And I run, I'm the ringleader. I run the circus. I'm not buying a ticket to that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, and that comes with anything. If you know 2 + 2 = 4, why would you argue with someone if they're telling you it's 7?
I used to be like that. I used to want to argue with.
Nah, it's 4. Like, for what?
When I was younger, I didn't know any better.
Period. Yeah, yep, you're right. You know what? You're right. It's 7. You're right.
Right.
2 + 2 = 7.
Yeah. I'm going to let you have
move
that.
Now let's move to the next subject. What's up? That's just how I've been doing the last 3 years with people, and it works so much better for my stress and anxiety and everything, man.
Best way to do it, Wiz.
I used to buy tickets to the circus.
I used to love going back and forth with people on Twitter and, like, getting into it and, like, not like beefing, but, like, you know, just my opinion and my fact and this, then, and, you know, people going back and forth. I just don't have time for that anymore, man. Like, I don't get any joy out of it anymore because people are too.
How many people on your block list, Tone?
I'm gonna be real.
I have a block party every week.
Me too.
This came because of sports. I used to have to argue and defend Kobe Bryant, and then rest in peace to the guy. But then once he passed away, now everyone's a Kobe fan. Y'all was hating on Kobe before. Y'all know who you are. I'm not saying any names. I'm day one Kobe. Yeah. He's the GOAT to me. And I used to argue for hours and almost fist fight and not talk to friends over sports shit. And one day I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, man, what's the point?
That's how I felt about Tupac. I used to argue over Tupac
all the time. If it's your favorite, what's the point of arguing? Like, no one can tell you what you like.
Bro, that was actually a debate I've had on the Wiseman show was, like, you know, they said, who's your favorite rapper? I said, well, I don't have a favorite rapper. I have favorite artists. And at the time, it still is Mac Miller, right? Mac Miller and Owl City are my two favorite artists because this is how I define an artist, okay? So, like, how I define a musician is if they can play instruments well and be able to incorporate that into a beautiful piece. And everyone has their own definition. This is why it's a fun topic for me to talk about, because on that show, they're like, wait, what? And like, it's different because I'm not coming at it from the hip hop point of view. I'm coming at it from a 10,000 foot. I'm a classically trained musician. I started on percussion and I've learned marimba, timpani. Like, that's where I started, right? So that's why when I learn that stuff, I go, okay, well, I think Owl City's that. I think Mac is that, because Mac can play five different instruments. They does it well. They can create something out of thin air without any, you know, boom bat behind them. So I think that's really impressive. And that's a debate I've had as well. And they, right off the bat, they attacked me on it. And I love them. Like, because again, they've showed me a lot of love, but we may not agree. And that's the beautiful part about it is, like, in music, there's so much to talk about. And there's no rules. There's no nothing. Like, a lot of the time in different industries, there's like a foundation in hip hop or in any other like part of music. There's really no foundation. You create it out of thin air. You know what I mean?
There's no rules. That's the exact thing I got from that. That's a point I make all the time with making music or anything to do. There's zero rules. Do it how you want to express yourself. 8 bars, 4 bars, 12 bars, 100 bars. It does not matter.
No zero. Bars.
I'm about to bar and, up and I'm about to be a rapper.
And whoever your favorite musician is, no one can tell you different. No one can tell me that their favorite is better than mine, because no, they're not.
Right.
That's right. What made me, goddammit.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about it is, I mean, you can discuss it all day long, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's really just about the feeling you have attached to that particular artist and their music that they made and how it
impacts. In that moment in your life,
mm-hmm.
I have moment artists too.
Yeah,
I wanted to throw this to you. I know you probably saw this, Wiz, but actually, when I got this tattoo, I thought of you.
Oh my God!
See that?
Oh.
That's Kobe. That's a lion in the you middle. Because I'm a Leo.
You did it before me. So look, I sent my Kobe tattoo to my tattoo artist. I got one coming. I'm gonna send it to you when I get it.
Do it, bro. For real, I love it.
He's drawing it up now. It's crazy, bro. It's got that logo, but with like black snakes all in it, mambas and shit. Wild.
Sick. That's sick. I like that.
I'm low-key jealous of that tattoo, but that's a dope-ass piece, bro. That's hard.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and I got for, again, just for you, Lisa, I got this one on my arm for being a Leo. I got both of these during quarantine.
Leo gang, boy. Big Leo gang. Big Leo vibe.
You heard nobody? Oh, that was bait. That was
big Leo vibe right now.
Lisa, it's still Leo season.
It's still Leo season.
Never.
As long as that sun's up.
12 months out the year, Lisa.
Man, I didn't think that was going to spark that much shit. My bad.
Hold up. Fuck it.
No, we ain't about to do that. We not about to do no Leo.
Hey.
Hold up.
Yeah, boy.
Lisa, where's yours? You gotta have a tattoo. You got a Virgo tattoo?
I got a Virgo symbol, but you can't really see it.
That's actually sick, though. I like that. Hey, you got your hand tatted? Fuck that. I saw people doing that. I was like, that shit hurt. I was sweating profusely when I got it up here.
Hurt? What do you mean?
You got a lot of nerves in your hands.
Yeah.
And I think they say the feet hurt.
My girl got her whole foot the tattooed. Wrists. Yeah, my girl got
this
her whole
my
foot.
The wrist area was my worst.
I got tattoos. They hurt.
I kind of got them on
both. None of these tattoos hurt me. Y'all tripping.
Everyone's pain tolerance is different, but like my artist called me a baby because like I got it in the two easiest places and I was sweating profusely. And I was like, hey, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like, I wanted tattoos and I got my first two this year. I want more. But obviously COVID, right? But like when I go back, I'm scared to get more because those two that I had, I did not handle that pain well. And I've had like appendicitis. I've had some real pain, but that was like a totally different. This I felt my different. Skin was ripping for 3 hours. I was like, this is awful.
Let me see your the Kobe one again.
Hey, the Kobe one?
Yeah.
Kevlo, there's this tattoo cream you can buy that you.
Tattoo.
What'd you say?
There's that's this tattoo cream you can buy.
Yeah.
That you put on beforehand.
Yeah.
You put it on and it numbs your whole shit. You can't feel shit.
Yo, men are so weak.
That's up to the artist, Wiz. That's actually up to the artist. So I know that, like, you know, that's actually a pretty classic way of doing it. I asked for numbing cream both times. Both of them said, you're fine. And I was like, dude, these are big pieces, lots of shading. Like, I would appreciate it if you put it on. He goes, yeah, okay. he slapped my arm, and that's all the crap I got. So I was like, cool. Okay.
Gotta go. If you're gonna get a tattoo, you have to go and experience the whole process. You can't get numbing cream.
I never got numbing cream. I've never gotten numbing cream, but I just know that people do it.
Man, it's fuck that. Why not put numbing cream on it? Who cares about the pain?
I got big 8-hour tattoos.
Moment. Oh, this hurts so bad, but it came out so beautiful.
Tone, what do you think? Where you fall?
I have no tattoos.
What?
No graffiti on the temple. So
no graffiti on that temple.
No, yeah, I mean, to each their own. I got a funny story. So I was actually gonna get a tattoo one day of my daughter's name. She was like 3 or 4. And I was getting ready to go. And I told her what I was going to get. And she looked at me. She said, Daddy, you don't look like the type of guy that would have tattoos. And I was like, no, baby, you're probably right. And then I never got a tattoo.
Oh, really?
That's actually a really funny story. But to me, you do look like the type that would have a tattoo. That's just my personal opinion. I thought you'd have plenty. Yeah.
Face tats. Face tats and all that, Tom.
If I get one, it'll be a face tattoo for sure. It has to be.
No way.
It has to be a face tattoo.
Would you really get it on your face?
No, he's just being outrageous.
It's called sarcasm. I would not get a tattoo, especially not on my face.
Yeah, no face tattoo. Mm. I want some more tattoos, though.
You're going to get some more?
Absolutely.
What are you going to get?
I sent 3 out. 3 getting drawn out right now.
Really? Well, I don't know what I'm going to get, but I'm going to get something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting, Lisa? I'm getting an Air Max, the actual fucking sneaker.
I believe you.
Yo, that sneaker drops on December 17th. If y'all want to just check,
I saw
the OG Air Max 95. I got 3 pairs of them, but I'm buying this one too.
You know, Wiz, it's funny. I know you have a shoe arsenal, but I want to be that shoe person, but I can't because of the size shoe I wear. Think about it. What size shoe do y'all think I wear?
Let me see. 13. I'm a guess. You wear like a 9.
Anyone else?
A 13.
Tone, you got a guess for me?
I'm not really comfortable guessing another man's shoe size.
Boy, come on. Okay, well,
I'm going to pass on this one.
14. Wiz was fucking close as hell. Yeah.
So it's hard to find shoes in a 14, man.
Impossible.
That's why I said a higher size, because you can't get 13. I didn't think 14, but no, it's really hard to get shoes in a higher size.
I have
size
to go to Marshall's, bro. I can't.
Smaller size.
Now, yeah, you can buy them online, bro. You can get them online in your size.
Yeah, but bro, think about it. Like, you want to, like, touch the shoe. You want to see it. You know what I mean? Like,
what you want, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a sneaker that you know that you like it. That's how I shop online. It's just.
Well, can I ask y'all something? Since it's all guys on here, I love it. Can I ask y'all something?
Okay. Uh-oh.
What do you guys like for, like, presents, like gifts?
That's a really good question, Lisa.
You know what I like, Lisa?
What?
Gift cards.
That's a cop-out, Tom. You know that's a cop-out gift.
It's very rare for somebody to give me a gift, and I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted. Oh, give me a gift card, and then I can just do what I do.
Like, what kind of gift card? Like,
Amazon.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm boring. So let these guys handle it.
What do you guys say?
Wiz, go for it.
It depends on who the gift's from. You mean just in general? Like gifts? I don't care, really. I'm not really picky either. Gift cards or shoes, clothes, food, snacks.
You know, weed.
Weed's the best gift ever. Coffee, give me a Starbucks card. I'll be happy with that.
Your girl, Wiz.
You know what?
My girl, then she better get it together. She better know what the fuck I like.
Weed, shoes.
Nah. There we go. She gets me. If my girl brings me a pair of sneakers, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. I'm so glad I.
Yeah.
If my girl brings me a pair of sneakers and she gets it right, then yeah, that's a good job.
Okay, for me, every year I'm cool with fragrance, cologne, man. I love cologne. I'm a big cologne head. I have about usually an arsenal of 8 colognes. I don't buy anything under $100 because I have I'm very picky. Like Polo, I don't do. Like there are certain things I just don't do. But there's one Replica. I've been really big on this brand, and my girl got it for me, I think, for Christmas, because she low key we share an Amazon account, so you know. But that's what's dope is she got her that, and for like,
oh no.
It's different though. It's based off of hobbies, right? Like, so for Wiz, if you got his shoes right, like I guess Tone wants a cop out gift, and then for me, I want cologne. My girl though, I just got her like a whole set of knives, like cuisine art knives, because she cooks all the time, and I cook with her.
That's a good gift.
Yeah. So I mean, but again, like the money's not the point of it, right? Because at the same time, she got me a gift that she handmade. She's hand making me a lion sculpture because I'm a Leo, and she's making me this sculpture. Leo, she's throwing it on my desk because I'm at my desk every day, so she's decorating my desk. So it's cool. I don't know. Thoughtful gifts that mean a lot to me, but I'm also an expensive dude, so.
I usually go for the thoughtful type of thing. I like to create a moment with the gift, but it's hard.
What about you, Lisa? What kind of gift do you like? Like, my girl loves slippers every year. Like, what do you like?
I like socks. I want an air fryer. I like food stuff, like cooking stuff, because I like to cook. I like to write, so notebooks. Anything that can help me with my businesses, you know.
Air fryers are fucking awesome. I just bought one. They're so great.
Yeah, I want an air fryer. I need an air fryer. Really bad.
They're super fire.
Stuff like that. I'm real simple.
Best vacation. The best gift is a vacation, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually been wanting to, before COVID, I was going to go to Oregon, because during this time, both of my brothers had kids during COVID, and it sucks because my first two nieces, and like, I know, Tone, you love your nieces and nephews, right? So I haven't been able to see mine at all, like my first ever. It pains me to death. I'm like, dude, they're in Oregon. Like, and Oregon's one of my favorite places on earth. Like, I would go spend 2 weeks just to see my niece, you know what I mean? Like, just hang out.
Man. That's tough, bro. That's one thing, too. Like, man, me and Wiz were going to Miami. We booked our flight, like, 2 weeks before COVID hit.
That's what you get, because you didn't tell me.
We did tell you. I think we did. We told her.
Yeah, you didn't want to come.
You didn't want to go. We were going to go down there and podcast. You were like, nah.
That's not true. I wanted to go.
We told you, Lisa. There's no way we would not have told you. You know, come on, Lisa.
So I love how this podcast, by the way, is not at all like focused on a topic. This is my favorite type of podcast.
This is what we do.
When it's just all over the place, man. This is my favorite shit. Like,
initially, why I started the podcast is because I used to listen to other podcasts and I'd be like, these are cool conversations, but the conversations I have with the people in my life are even like
probably delivered to me, y'all.
I was like, I'm just gonna start one and talk to people. What'd you say with?
Coffee delivered to me.
Let me see the cup.
Outside during the podcast. See?
Good bullshit. Coffee with.
That doesn't matter, but I do get some coffee.
No hands, nothing. You play the mayor.
When you're the mayor of Minneapolis, that's what it is.
Yes. Player. Wiz is a player.
Wiz is a player.
No. Big time. Not really.
Wiz, you be going crazy on Snapchat. I see you.
Let Wiz fool you, man. Player for real.
Real player.
All the quotes.
True player. I'm a fat Mac. I'm a fat Mac, but I'm not a player.
You're not a player.
I get what I want when I want. Not a player.
What's the difference?
Cause you want me to really break it down?
Yes.
Break it down, Wiz.
Player and a Mac.
A player cheats.
Okay.
But if you Mac on something, you get what you want. I stay loyal when I put my real Mac down.
Okay.
And I get what I want. I stay loyal. I think cheating is played out and bogus. Y'all can call clown me all you want. All you men.
I agree 100%.
But I think if you can be single, fuck everybody. But if you make it official with somebody and you're vibing with someone, I think it's the smooth player way to just keep it, you know, between you and that other person.
The smooth Mac way.
Yeah, that's a Mac way. There you go. I like that. See, I was just testing you.
That's the Leo way, bro. Staying loyal and staying prideful, man. That's the Leo way.
I think the player's just kind of played out nowadays, man. That's just
like, why get into a relationship if you know you want to fuck other people? Like, what is the point? Just don't get into a relationship.
That's women's whole argument. Why get into a relationship if you know you're not going to be right?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of dudes do it because they're scared of losing that girl. They have a you know, a scarcity mindset.
That's what I've heard too.
Got to keep it real. Keep it a buck from the beginning.
Yeah. Everyone's got insecurities, man. Like, everyone's got the insecurities. But if you're so insecure that you're scared of losing a person 24/7, that's a whole nother issue. Like, I had that. I've had plenty of those relationships where, you know, like, I've been in both sides, right? Like, I've been on that side. But, like, it's funny because when I thought, am I going to lose this person every day? You end up losing them. Vice versa. You know what I mean? So, keep it real. That's why the girl I live with now, this is the first girl I've ever lived with in my life. And I'm only 24, right? So it's kind of early on. But like, it was after, at least it was a month of dating. We were like, let's do it. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been living together?
We've been living together. So we've been together 4 months, been living together 3 out of those 4 months. Yeah.
What's our zodiac sign?
Oh, shit. Right in there.
It's a good question. Her birthday's in January. So what would that be?
January what?
January 26th. Or, yeah, 26.
I think she's a Capricorn.
Capricorn and Leo.
She's a Capricorn or Sagittarius? She's a Capricorn.
You know what? None of that really matters. It's Leo gang all day, all every month is Leo.
January what?
January 26th. So yeah, Leo and Capricorns are a bit of an odd couple. However, both are alphas who share a quest for power, achievement, and status.
No. She's an Aquarius.
The Twin City Compatibility Podcast. She just texts me, I'm an Aquarius.
I've had some Aquarius in my time. Good luck with that, Kev. I wish you the best, sir.
She goes, good luck with that. Aquarius.
They're super cool. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
Man, y'all are really...
Lisa.
Actually, don't think about it, though. Like,
cool, but I'm going to leave it at that.
They're both passionate. That's the thing. They're both passionate.
You guys are both stubborn. Oh my God.
That's facts.
Are you guys the same age?
She's 2 years younger than me. A year and a half younger than me. But okay. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just interesting. I could care less about Aquarius side, to be honest. I love getting into it. But the thing I wanted the most out of a girlfriend is, A, are you creative? And B, can you handle the industry that I work in? Because I'm not leaving the music business my entire life. Like I said, I went to college with marketing and business, so I could go to corporate anytime. But I use that degree in music because it's hilarious how much that can actually help you. Like, I work with everyone in this scene, right? Some of the highest stature people never went to school. Like, in the music industry, the labels I talk to, the agents I talk to, none of them went to school. And I'm like, what?
It's all hands on.
It's all hands on and who you know. And then you slowly go up that fucking ladder. But you also got to put in a crazy amount of work. The legwork I had to put in, like, Tone, I liked how you said in the last podcast, your experience with Go was like, you just went there 7 days a week for free. That's how I started with CLM. That's how I started with my old company. I never, ever got paid. The only time I got paid was when I was on with Mod, the last couple of shows. And that was like, oh, I'm starting to get paid. This is exciting. But like, it doesn't change the way you feel. If anything, that extra couple of dollars made me work 50 times harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. 100%. Yeah. You got to have that fire inside of you to want to be great at what you're doing. It's not about the check. It's about you wanting to be great. And then the check comes because you begin to step into your greatness, you know?
That's why when people ask me, like, why did I go from, you know, artist to then manager to then booking agent to then, you know, where I'm at now, I found my niche. You know what I mean? I was just trying things out and I was not a good manager. I was not a good booking agent. And I have the humility to say that, but I think I'm a pretty damn good operations manager for what I do. So, and I've only had good things. You know what I mean? You hear the feedback, the bad stuff, but I think if anything, that grows me as a person too, you know what I mean? So I'm happy just be working in the music industry though. At the end of the day, like when people ask me, what do? I work in the music industry and I'm fucking happy. You know what I mean? That's fucking great. That's super great. So.
Yep.
I love it. You got a really good, great head on your shoulders. That's dope.
Thank you, Lisa. You're full of gassing me up. Appreciate it, Lisa. Any more?
Oh, I know people
like you.
It's not
Lisa
bad.
Does that.
She does it to all our guests. She gasses everybody.
Lisa's been gassing me up for a while.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm wrong. Look, Tom.
What you got? Hey, did you start using it yet? Or are you waiting for the new year?
I did.
What do you think? First of all, let's talk about this. So this is the high performance planner.
Yeah.
and I sent one to Lisa. Kev, I don't know if you're much of a planner guy or whiz.
I live by Google Calendar. I was in this meeting 15 minutes prior.
Nice. I love it. Yeah, I love planner.
So you've been using that one, though? You like it?
I love it.
It's dope, right?
You gotta up my game.
It's in depth. Like, it's like, yo, they'd hold you accountable every day. Like, what are you doing, sir? Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm like, I'm not doing shit.
I know. That's how I felt when I started using it. I was like, man, I really need to step my day-to-day habits up.
Yeah, but I do like it. I like it.
That's good.
Honestly, though, I learned planners when I was in college. It's not for everybody. You know what I mean? I try to get some people on it. But if it's not for you, it's not for you. You know what I mean? But if every day me putting something in my planner and then going home and reviewing it made me feel super accomplished in itself, right? And then that's where, like, you know, to be honest, if my Google Calendar ever got shut down, I'd be fucked. I got my bills on there. I got everything on there. Like, so that's another thing cool too, is that, like, once you get used to planning and it's a part of your routine every day, it's like going to the gym, right? It's just one of those things where it's like amazing to have. So another cool thing I've been wanting to get into are dream journals. I've never had one, but I've wanted one because, like, it's, you learn from your dreams if you can write down and remember it, but I forget that shit 2 minutes after you wake up. You know what I mean?
I never remember my dreams unless it's like a super duper, like, bad one that keeps, like, happening.
Yeah.
I get those sometimes. It reoccurs, and I'm like, what the fuck? What's happening? What I need to learn?
I remember a couple dreams a month, pretty much.
Yo, it's crazy.
I smoke heavy.
I had a dream journal. I started a dream journal, like, in my senior year of high school. I just did it for, like, because I had read about it, and I was like, I'm going to try that. So I did it for, like, a few weeks, and it's crazy. Like, you wake up, and the first thing you do is you just write down what you dreamt. And by, like, the second or third week, you can remember entire dreams. Like, I would write, like, 3 or 4 pages of one dream because you remember everything. It's like your brain just gets trained on how to remember your dream. So you should do that, Kev. I think you'd be really interested in what you find.
Yeah, dude, definitely. I do, like, I think it's called tarot readings too. Like, I'm not really big into that whole scene, but dream journals and tarot readings are two things that I really believe in, because, like, they've just proven themselves, right? Like, there are people who go to psychics and stuff, but, like, for me, dream journals are, there's nothing, no way you can fuck that up. You know what I mean? You have to be consistent with that. And then tarot readings are really cool because if you can read into it, it gives you a good, like, good path, because I know that's why people have faith too, right? Like, I don't have a faith. So, like, for me, I feel lost at times. So I feel like tarot readings and good things like that are a good way to keep me on track. That's why I'm big on planning. Like, and also, I told my girl this today too. I'm a big believer in being proactive, not reactive. I've literally, like, lived by that since I was, like, 16. Like, you know, just, it keeps you going every day. If you're always proactive, you're always on top of your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amen.
So let me ask you this, Kev. You said you don't have a faith. So are you atheist? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in a higher power?
So my generation always says they're spiritual, right? And that's kind of where I'm at because I don't know. So my dad was Roman Catholic and he didn't raise me. I kind of came from a rougher background. And then my mom was Catholic and read the Bible every night. But I think those two things of having such a strong faith and having two people in my life that, like, I'm a byproduct of my mom was an alcoholic in a meth head, and my dad was a pure alcoholic. So having a negative view of two people who had really strong faith, I think fucked me up. Because every time I go into a church, I feel super uncomfortable. I get a panic attack. I've blacked out in church multiple times just trying to get into the faith. So, like, I have a really weird relationship with faith that actually no one really knows about me. That's, like, a deep, deep thing to me, is I can't do it. I've tried multiple times. I've tried, like, fun, even, like, what is it? Hosanna, you know, like those kind of, like, more up, you know, singing more, like, really cool churches. I still can't do it. It just makes me feel extremely uncomfortable. So I don't have a position, Tone, to answer your question. I think, if anything, I'm spiritual because I believe in the universe, and the universe is kind of my guide. That's what I believe. So.
Okay. Word. So I'm interested, though, Kim. I'm not going to dig too deep because, like you said, whatever, man. So, like, do you do any type of prayer? Do you meditate? Like, do you do anything like that?
Yeah. I used to meditate. But after, like, you know, I honestly, like, it's been tough because I'm completely sober now. I used to smoke a lot of weed and I used to drink every night. So, like, wow. After being completely sober, it kind of puts up it feels like a concrete barrier in your brain. So it's hard to let go at times after you let go through those other outlets. That's just my opinion of it. So what I do is I make music still, right? That is the only form of meditation or therapy I've ever felt. When I'm behind a microphone or when I'm behind a drum kit or when I'm behind a guitar or a piano, I am completely in my element. And that's the only time I felt like that release of what people get through prayer. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. Word.
I understand totally.
Congrats on your sober journey, man. That's cool, bro.
Yeah, man, I've been trying. It's only been about a year now. And, like, I wasn't doing anything crazy. You know what I mean? I wasn't, like, doing any hard drugs. But, like, you know, I just wanted to do it. And actually, like, the amount of how, like, efficient I am and how, like, clear my thinking is. And I don't stutter anymore. I used to stutter really bad when I was smoking. Like,
really?
And, like, yeah, there's just no shots to anybody either who smokes weed. Like, I got no problems with it. But it's just, like, I stuttered all the
right
time.
Now, Kevlo.
I see that. I see you. And, like, yeah, I'll still roll up for people. Like, I still have that stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like, I CBD a lot. I actually am trying to get a CBD company to sponsor me. I'm in, like, mid-conversation with CBD companies because I really believe in CBD, man. That's
CBD is a great medicine. Great medicine.
I find interesting when you said that you're spiritual and you said you would go into church and you would be uncomfortable and you would, like, black out. And so that's why you don't have faith. So church is a place where people come together and they, you know, they fellowship and, you know, you believe in those particular people believe in one thing at that church and they fellowship with other like-minded spiritual religious.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So I think faith doesn't form at church. I think a lot of people have a misconception that if you go to church, you believe in that, or you have to believe in what they believe in at that church. But faith
you have to go to church to have faith.
Right. But faith is a internal thing. It's an internal belief. It's an independent belief. That's what faith forms, faith formation. You definitely want to be around people who are like-minded and believe maybe what you kind of believe, but you don't find faith in church. Right. There's churches that I've been in that I get uncomfortable too. Like you said, you get uncomfortable. I've never blacked out or anything like that. Definitely a place you shouldn't have been. If you blacked out, definitely was something going on, I believe. But yeah, I've been to churches and it's just like crooked pastors, crooked preachers, everybody in here, I done seen what you did, you know, that type of thing. Like, come on, man, what y'all on? I get that from certain churches. So for me, I had a mother and a father who had the faith that I have now. I went on my own journey though to make sure that I wasn't just believing in that faith because it passed down to me. Because right. A lot of people have different beliefs in their lives because they got it inherited from their family. And so I had to break away from that for a second to say, okay, what does Lisa believe in? Who is Lisa? Does she believe in the God my mom and my dad serve? Or is there another God out there for me to believe in? So I think faith is just something that's embedded in you, something that you have to search for yourself independently and not found in church. Yeah. I just want to say that part.
No, you're speaking on good points because in my family on both sides who have been trying to get me into it or had tried to in the past, always was saying church was kind of that answer. And so that's why I tried it on many different levels. I've tried in relationships to other women who are faithful. I try to go experience that. I also am big on experiences. Like I'm always open to experience something, you know what I mean? Depending on if skydiving shit, no, but when it comes to faith and spirituality and other things like that, like I'll do it because it's like, you can't. Some people shit on faith too, and it pisses me off because it's like, why? You know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, some people are like, oh, it's a cult. It's like, no. Like, you know what I mean? It's what they believe in. It's what guides their life. How can you say something like that about something that guides somebody like that? And that's why with people who aren't faithful, often I see people, my friends especially, like, kind of go off the rails a little bit, feel lost, feel depressed. And that's why I always say, like, try it. If it's for you, it's for you. And a cool part about actually this conversation, guys, is I've experienced a little bit of Buddhism as well. I've had my best friend was Vietnamese, and they're heavily Buddhist, right? And I went to temple. Temple is the only place that I enjoyed something where you'd sit there and you sat and you didn't even sing or nothing. You just chill and you would talk and you would like really like just let go. And yep. Just that intimate experience is what I believe the closest I've ever been to faith was when I went to temple. And that was a really cool experience.
That's cool.
I believe that faith is important. And like Quin City Tone earlier said, faith it till you make it. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, full circle.
You don't know where we're going, but then we bring it all back.
That's cool. So yo, Kev, I consider myself spiritual, not religious. I grew up Catholic. I went to, you know, private school and all of that, but I would consider myself more spiritual. When we're done, I'm gonna send you something. There's a guy that actually DJ Bonix put me onto. He has a podcast called Agape. And he runs the Agape.
Agape Dave?
Huh?
Is it Agape Dave?
No, his name is Reverend Lee Wallach. And okay,
I know something.
He's got some good stuff. He drops like a daily his daily thought on YouTube every day. And it's like, it's really powerful stuff. So maybe it'll resonate with you, maybe it won't. But I'm going to send it to you because it's cool stuff. And like I said, Bonix put me on it and I just try to share with people when I can, but I'm going to send it to you. Check it out. See what you think.
Yeah. Much love. Please do. Because I again, podcasts in general, I'm always down to listen to. I'm really, really big into that lately. I listen to that more than music right now. So definitely send me anything you got and I'll give you my full on opinion. And then when this is all like, you know, this COVID stuff said and done, I think it'd be cool because what I've been trying to do with all my guests is reconnect after COVID and try to get them in person. So that'd be really cool if we all met at Ill Studios or something and did this like for real. Because that stuff too, it's a different conversation when y'all like have it in person. You know what I mean? Like to actually catch that vibe off of people. That's just what I believe. But that'd be really cool. And again, I'm really blessed to be on this, man. This is a super fun conversation. I'm glad y'all keep doing this too. Like I listen to y'all every week. So it's super, super entertaining to like hear the different backgrounds. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't think we'd be hitting on some of the deepest stuff I've thought about in life. So
right.
Yeah, man. Now this is cool.
Lisa got all the good questions and all the good perspectives, you know. I'm just here.
Lisa does ask this question. She really
the
does.
Best question.
Y'all are funny. Thank you.
Yeah. Now this was cool, man. And I'm glad that, you know, we were able to inspire you to start your own podcast. That's dope, man. And for you to only be 24 years old, I mean, you know, you seem like you got a good head on your shoulders, man. I think you have a bright future. And like you said, your work ethic is second to none, and that's key, especially in this industry. So just keep working, man. I think you're gonna be great. You're gonna do fine. And if there's anything that I could ever help you out with, you know, feel free to reach out and I'll see what I can do. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't ask for help, but I'm saying any CLM shows y'all wanna be at, like more than happy to. It's just so funny how Wiz was affiliated with Struggle because he's one of our biggest clients. So anytime y'all want to walk through this doors of CLM, I know Wiz has come to a couple because I've seen him and I was like, fucking Wiz. Yeah, anytime, man. Y'all are welcome. Y'all are fucking welcome.
For sure, bro.
I'm going to hit you up on that.
Appreciate that, brother.
100%.
All right. Anything else you want to speak on, Kev?
Honestly, no. I've asked my questions. I've gotten it all. I'm glad we were all here. I actually wanted to ask you that before, make sure we were all here. So that's really fun to have you all here. And again, I guess just send the stuff to me too if you don't mind. I want to repurpose this into some content.
Yep.
So that'd be really cool. Are you thinking of dropping this next Monday?
It'll drop Monday.
All right, cool. Then I'll just move my podcast around. I'll make this drop Monday too. So
cool. All right. Lisa, anything else?
This is great. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
It was.
And I wish you and your girlfriend luck. Because that's a big, big step living with someone.
It is.
So I just I wish you guys luck.
So far so well. So far so well. I hope everything goes well. I'll have some egg on my face if, you know, in a month later it doesn't. So
I mean, if you guys go back through COVID, come on.
Right.
That is true. Man, a lot of people broke up during this quarantine season. So,
yeah,
you know, because they're seeing each other nonstop.
It was kind of messed up because that's what happened to me. Like, I had a girlfriend before COVID, and then we broke up. and then I met her out of the blue. And it was just like, I wasn't thinking about dating anybody. Like, I was like, nah, nah, nah. And then, you know, it was funny because Mod Sims, how we connected was, we've been to every single of the same Mod Sims show together and never met, ever. Like, and I've been all over the state and never once met. Oh. We lived 10 minutes away from each other our whole lives. On top of that, we went to college 10 minutes away from each other. I went to Winona, she went to La Crosse, right across the bridge. So I was just like, this is why I think this is going to work out. This is going to coast. You know what I mean? It's just like the full circle meant to be. Wiz, don't drink too much of that spiked coffee, boy. I don't know what's in that.
It ain't not. It's not your cup of tea coffee. I know that.
I ain't got sent none of that yet. I mean, you're talking to the coffee god here.
I got
you. I'm known for leaving more coffee at studios than people drink.
Just a whole cup. I'm gonna send you some stuff. You gotta keep your address. I'm gonna send you some stuff. And tone, but not coffee.
Tone. I just want a mug. If I could get a mug,
a notebook, a journal.
Yo, actually, I'm making merchandise. If y'all want some, let me know. It's coming soon. I'll just send that stuff your way because I have like hoodies, masks, and beanies. Those are the three things that I'm making. It's just podcast merch, but like the mask's gonna be cool because like I really like that because I put a filter in them, and then I also I'm gonna have like a holographic logo on them. I got them like super customized, and they're made of a carbon filter. So I'm just saying, if you want it, let me know. Otherwise, anything like that, I'm always willing to share because I just want to promote the podcast. So
send it over, bro. As long as it's not being merch, I'm in. Just send it. You know what I mean? Send it.
With that being said, shit, man. Again, it's a good brand. This is the one new thing they have. They're positive brand. I shouldn't have said anything because he does not want me to promote it, but I believe in it. So, copy.
Yo, I got one last thing to say before we sign off. I'm happy the NBA season started last night. Shout out to the Lakers going for the repeat. Big Laker Nation all day. Laker energy. Let's go.
All right. Another episode in the books. We out.
Peace.
Thank you, everybody, for all the love you've been showing to Kev's Perspective. I hope you guys pick up the gems that are being dropped in these conversations. Please go subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Kev's Perspective. Again, don't forget that comma. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review on the very bottom. I'd love to hear your feedback. And for any kind of guests you want to hear on the podcast, go follow me on Instagram. It's at Kev's Perspective Podcast. Again, it's at Kev's Perspective Podcast. Thank you for listening and keep supporting. Cheers.